today, Lord, that is assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a glory be mine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, watching his blood. This is my story. Yes, this is my song. Praising praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture, never on my side. Angels descending, rain from above, earth knows of mercy, whispers of love. This is
my story.
Yes.
This is my song.
Praising
my Savior all day long.
This
is my story.
This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all in prayer. I give my Savior, I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior
all day long.
This is my story. This is my song. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the goodness and for the blessing of this day. And now we're going to have our meat and grease. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Blessed is yours, Jesus, mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, and wash. I say wash.
Wash. Yes, Lord.
Wash.
Yes, Lord.
Wash.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody been washed.
Yes,
wash. In his blood.
Thank you.
I'm not just talking about any old kind of wash.
All right.
You can go, you can turn on the spigot, amen, and get you some Dial soap, amen, or some Dove or some Caress or whatever brand you may use, amen. But I'm talking about washed in his blood, amen. See, what I found out, Dr. Lindsay, amen, is that when you wash with the Dial soap, amen, it don't get everything clean. Come on now. And the thing is, when you wash, amen, with the Dove bar, amen, you still got to go back to Ma and wash again, amen. But when you get washed in the blood of the Lamb, come on now. I say when you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, amen. What happens is, amen, there's a thing called sin, amen, that runs down the drain, amen, and it comes down and runs down Dr. Sykes' number to come back again, amen. Have I got a witness, amen? I wear white shirts often, amen, And every time I wear the white shirt, I get a little ring around, what, the collar, amen.
Yes, yes.
And no matter how often I wash the shirt, amen.
Yes.
Every time I wear it, it's still going to get some dirt from me on it, amen.
Yes, yes.
But when you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb,
yes,
amen, what happens, amen, is the sin stains, amen,
yes,
they get washed down the drain, amen. The sin and the stain that used to come back time and time again,
yes,
once you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you get free from the power and the penalty of sin, amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So there's something about washed in,
yes,
his blood.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Washed in his blood. This is what my story.
Yes.
This is what my,
yes,
song. Praising what my,
yes,
Savior. What? All the day long. And that's what,
thank
we have
you,
something to praise him about.
Thank
that
you,
we
God.
Have a testimony. Amen. About, amen, being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. That the consciousness of the guilt and the sin that permeates so much of our lives, amen, can be forgiven and washed away,
yes,
by the blood of the Lamb, amen.
Yes.
We thank God today for that testimony,
yes,
that I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And so when the enemy tried to point something out, he just looking at me, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. When he tried to tell you about what you did on last year, he said, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. When he tried to tell you about the problems and the issues you have in your life, he said, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And you got a testimony about how good God has been. We want to, amen. Anyone has testimony? We don't see anyone on the line this morning, but we want to go to the back and see if somebody back here as a testimony about the goodness of the Lord and being washed in his blood.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God for being so good
yes,
and brought me to this week.
Yes.
I want to thank him for my granddaughter that we got to all Thursday.
Yes.
And George Mason, and
yes,
thank God to the scholarship and the grant that's permission to say, Proverbs 3, say, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. And that's all they have to do, lean and trust in God, okay? He will make a way out of no way, okay? I just thank God for the church. Even though, like I said, she's just across the bridge. But it's like, okay, me, it's like I lost a friend.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, truly, that owes my buddy, owes my traveling buddy. But she's doing okay. And I just thank God that I can put people on praying her, keep her mind, stay focused, and
yeah,
what she should be doing.
That's right.
When you get a little freedom, you don't know what it might end up being.
That's right.
So, that's true. Keep her in our prayer. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning, heart of God. I just thank the Lord. We went back to school. I mean, teachers in service started Friday. We have a shortage. The school looks a lot smaller compared to what it looked like last year, as teacher-wise. But the students are still there. You know, that we have almost 750. And students, that's a lot of students, and we don't have that many teachers, so we have extra large class. So we just pray in our strength of the Lord, and that the Lord come in and show out for us. And I'm always praying that we stay covered in the blood of Jesus. Devil has no place in there, and I just thank the Lord for a school that has started for several children in several counties. We just pray that they're covered in the blood of Jesus and keep them prayed up and prayed for, and let them go to school and learn and have a good time learning, and no stress in there. And I just going to keep praying and doing what I can, thus saith the Lord, and it's going to be all right. So, you know, I'm taking the Lord in there with me, and he's going to be with me all day. He's going to be in my class. He's going to be sitting there watching and letting no hurt, harm, or danger come towards us. So I just pray for everyone's strength this upcoming week, that everyone have a blessed week. Sending out love and sending out love and hugs, and you all have a blessed week.
Amen.
Only
do it. Amen.
Yes,
we
will.
And $750. Amen. God
handles.
Amen. There's nothing too hard for God.
God bless everyone this morning. But truly, I'm still standing, walking by faith and not by sight. Thank God for giving me the strength and the stamina and the perseverance to just continue to stand strong in him, because it is in him that I live and I move and I have my very being. I thank God for my pastor and for his lady and Heart of God Baptist Church. I just thank God for everything that he has done in my life, what he's doing and what he's going to do in my life. But truly, God is a good God. Yes, he is. And so I just thank him and I bless his name on today. I thank him for being a keeper, for he is the keeper of my soul. And so I bless his name and I praise his name on this day. God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless you, Heart of God Baptist Church. I praise God this morning for just being so good unto me. I thank God that he allowed me to go home last week and spend time with some family, relatives I hadn't seen in over 4 years. And truly, some of the health have changed. We've seen where some have had sickness. I had a sister to go blind, completely blind during the time of COVID. But I had a chance to see her and just hold her hand and the smile that was on her face, the contentment, the joy that God had placed in her heart. And it was just so inspiring. And I shared with my son, I said, you know, everywhere we went, it was like everybody was glad to see you. It was such a good fellowship. And so I thank God for that privilege. I just thank God for my Heart of God Baptist Church family, Pastor Kayson. Thank you for everything, First Lady. Thank you for everything, the entire church body. I just thank you all. I thank God for my son and for Regina and the grandchildren, and I just thank God this morning because he is good. But most of all, I thank him for Jesus, and I thank him for the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank him because he has washed me. God has washed me and made me whole, and I just praise God this morning for his goodness, because he's been mighty good. And I pray for the absent part of the Heart of God Baptist Church. I pray for Trustee Randolph, because she brought us here. And having such a giving and a caring heart, I thank God for her. And I praise God for our part of the church that is not here, that God will continue to strengthen them, that God will continue to heal them and make them strong until they can get here and fellowship with us. So I thank God for this branch of Zion that he has placed here. It's no mistake. God knows what he's doing. And so we're going to continue to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 We thank everyone for the testimony this morning. Truly, God is good and greatly to be praised. Amen. We want to just continue to trust him. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the mention of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 by Trustee Anderson. Amen. Take care, Ryan, buddy. Amen. She's the first church baby. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, what God doing? Amen. Amen. First church baby. Amen. So we have a testimony that God has blessed. Amen. From the first day we opened up. Amen. To right now, he has blessed. Amen. And has kept us. Amen. And all of our family and friends and cheering and grandchildren, great grandchildren. Amen. So God has been good. Amen. Don't let nobody tell you God ain't good.
All right.
Dr. Sanchez, just tell me what he can't do. I'll tell you what he can't do. testimony, man.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm grateful for these preachers. Amen. Give me a little break. Amen. I'm not going to get up here and prolong. I'm going to turn it back over. Amen. To Reverend Lindsay. Amen.
Okay, Pastor, just hold one second.
Come on.
Age is catching up with me. I praise God for every day that he gives me. God, so what it looks like and feel like. Just to be here and be able to be in his presence is a blessing. So I thank God for. We're going to ask now as we prepare for our altar call. And I'm going to ask First Lady Kayson if she would come and do our altar prayer for us this morning.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you first and foremost thanking you, Lord, for what you have done and what you have continued to do. Lord, we ask that you would be with those families, those bereaved families. Lord, you know what they're in need of, and we know that you're there and that you care. And Lord, we ask that you watch over all the people who are in the hospital that's praying for a healing in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to go by the nursing home and be with the people there, Lord Jesus. They know you, and they know that you're there and that you care for them. And Lord, we ask you for all the people who know you, but are still trying to find you. Lord, we just want you to let them know that you're there and that you care and that you can put a finger of love on them every day to wake them up. You give them a hedge of protection to allow no hurt, harm, or danger to come to them. And Lord, we just ask you to be with the President of the United States. Just watch over him and his family. Give them guidance and the leadership in which you would have them to have, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we still have a lot of things going on in the world. You know all about it. But we know that in due time, this too shall pass. And Lord, we just standing here at the altar. And Lord, we ask you to watch over us as a collective and individually. Lord, we ask for healing in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for the perseverance, for allowing us to make our way here.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to be able to have activity of all our limbs.
Thank you.
Lord, we may not move as fast as we used to, but we still move. Still allow us to one foot in front of us. And Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to have our mind stayed on thee.
Yes.
Lord, no one else we know, but we know to keep our mind stayed on thee.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for all that you have done here at Heart of God and around the world and to all your churches that have their doors open today.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you to be with the part of Heart of God that may not be here but want to be here, Lord.
Yes.
And you know, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, we know that Heart of God is still Heart of God. We we sit in this little valley, but we're up on a hill.
Yes.
And Lord, we know that up on that hill, everyone can still see us and you see us.
Yes.
And Lord, we're still doing what you tell us to do.
Yes.
To keep the doors open and keep ushering the Lord in.
Yes.
And Lord, in due time, Lord, everyone will know that you look high. That you sit high, you look low.
Yes.
And Lord, you're watching and you're seeing everything.
Thank
and
you.
Lord, we ask you for protecting all of our families,
yes,
far and near, and keep a hedge of protection around them and watch over the children as they go back to school,
yes,
the teachers, the bus drivers. Just give us the strength and the perseverance to go on in your name.
Thank
and Lord, we ask, thank you for this day.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask a special blessing on Reverend Sykes is going to bring the word to us today.
Yes.
Lord, use her like you would have you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And Lord, we just thank you for this day.
Yes.
We forever give your name the glory, honor, and praise.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, lady. Thank you so much for that fervent prayer. Thank you. Praise God. We're not going to prolong any Brother, we are so happy and elated to hear the word today from Brother Elaine Sykes. We thank God and praise God for my sister in the ministry. We just thank God and for God just did mighty good unto her. In spite of what it looked like or be like or what she go through during the week, she still got a praise for Jesus. And so we are so blessed today to hear Brother Elaine Sykes. And sister, just let the Holy Spirit use you. If you want to sing, sing.
Yes.
If you want to shout, shout. But don't forget to preach, because we need to hear the word. Praise God for
it. Right.
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What a great God. What a great God. One who is loving, one who is kind. One who will get you through when you think that you can't make it through. So I just thank God, amen. Thank God on this morning for truly he is. He is the mighty God. I want to, first of all, give honor to God who is the head of my life, to my pastor and to my first lady and to the heart of our Baptist church and those that are here on this morning. I just saw my son and daughter and my son-in-law come in. What a surprise on this morning. Thank God for them being here on today. Amen. Amen. To support on today, for truly we all need support. And so I just thank God on this morning, for truly he is my all in all. And so I bless his name and I praise his name on this day. And I want to thank Pastor again, because Pastor Kason, you have been a jewel in my life, and I thank you for the nurturing and the teaching that you have given me over the years and down through the years. And I just want you to know that I don't take it lightly, and I do appreciate it. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal Father, our God, once again, we humbly bow before your throne of mercy and grace, God. We come thanking you for this day, oh God, because we know that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your word on today, because your word is true power and strength, oh God. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will forgive me for any sins, oh God, that I may have committed, whether they were in word, deed, thought, action, or reaction, and that you would create within your servant, your daughter, a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within me, oh God. I ask, Father God, that you would use me, Father God, to your glory this morning, Father God, because I am your vessel, I am your mouthpiece, Father God. And so, Father God, I ask that you would use me mightily on this day, oh God. Keep me as only you can keep me, and strengthen me as only you can strengthen me. And I ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm not going to say I won't be before you long, but hopefully I won't be before you long. This morning, we are going to go to Ecclesiastes verses 1 through 8. We're going to take a look at this book of Ecclesiastes in the third chapter. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. And verse 2 says, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Verse 3 says, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and time to gather stones together,
a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
Yeah.
And a time to get and a time to lose.
Yeah.
A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love, time to hate, a time of war, a time of peace. Amen. We praise God for the reading and hearing of the Holy Word on this morning. On this morning, the Holy Spirit has given me to give to you living through and overcoming the seasons in our lives. Living through and overcoming the seasons in our lives. In this third chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon tells us in verse 1, and Solomon is the writer of this book, and in verse 1 he tells us that to everything there is a season and a time and purpose under the heaven. You see, everything on earth has its own time, and it has its own season. A season is a time in our lives that God has purposed and ordained something to happen. And you can't avoid it. You can't stop it from happening. It's a part of life.
Yeah.
God has ordained a specific season or seasons that he has set aside to bring to pass whatever his plan and his purpose is for our lives.
That's right.
Because there is a reason and a purpose that we're here. We're not here to take up space,
well,
but to fulfill the purpose and the plan that God has in our lives. And although God knows the plans that he has for us in our lives,
yeah,
they will not be or do not come without experiencing the different seasons in our lives. Now, Solomon identifies the various seasons of our lives that I just read in verses 2 through 8, where he tells us that there is a time to be born and there is a time to die and a time to plant, a time to kill, heal, to break down, to build up, to weep, to mourn, and to dance, a time of war and a time, you know, of peace and a time of love and a time of hate.
Yeah.
And so God's timing is not our timing. But life has its season. And there are also seasons of dry spells, which I call seasons in our lives that everything that could go wrong,
well,
is going wrong, and you don't seem to be able to catch a break. See, that's how I have felt over the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like I haven't been able to catch a break.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that God is with me. I know God is for me.
Yeah.
And I know God is my all in all.
Yeah.
No matter what it looks like,
well,
no matter what it feels like, no matter what it be like,
yeah,
God is still in control.
Yeah.
And in those seasons of dryness, you're not sure if you need to stand still. That's where I was, y'all. See, I didn't know whether I needed to stand still, whether I needed to go forward, whether I needed to go left or to go right.
Yeah.
See, you're in a dilemma, and you don't know which way to turn. And these leaves have a way seasons have a way of dehydrating us.
Yeah.
They have a way of depleting us. They have a way of making us feel empty. They have a way of making us feel low in spirit and frustrated.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been there? Talk to me this morning. I say, has anyone ever been there? Yes, I've been there, and I'm just keeping it real. I'm being authentic.
Uh-huh.
See, ain't nothing fake about me.
Come on, preacher.
Everything is authentic about Elaine.
Come on, preacher.
Okay? And so there are four seasons according to nature. We have seasons of winter,
mm-hmm,
spring, summer, and fall.
Well.
But there are also seasons that we go through in our spiritual life.
Yes, sir.
Number one, we also encounter seasons of winter. This season can be a time of sadness. It can be a time of heartbreak, loneliness, sickness, unemployment, relationship problems, financial problems, all of that and some more. Then we also have a season of spring that we go through. And this season can be a time that symbolizes hope, new beginnings, new opportunities in our lives, and a time of refreshing and refilling and a time of peace. We also have a season of summer. And this season can be a time where we have a time of renewal, a time of growth, a time of optimism, a time of positivity, a time of hope for the future and joy. And we have this other season, which is the season of fall. And this season can be a time of successes. It can be a time of achievement. And it can also be a time of failures. Because during these seasons in our lives, we will experience multitudes of things. There's going to be a lot of things going on in our lives. Sometimes things will be going on in our lives all at the same time. And we have to try to get in the right headspace. Because if we're not in the right headspace, we'd be all over the place. A dry season is a very tough season in our lives. And so we must focus on God and not on our circumstances. And so what we need to do is we need to ask God to show us what we need to learn from this season or seasons that we're going through. See, we must go through the process, but there is a lesson to be learned. And so during this season, you know, sometimes God can seem quiet. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but sometimes God can seem very quiet. He can seem very distant at times. And it seems as if the more we pray, the more we study God's word, the more that we meditate, the worse things get. Then we develop a mindset of, I can't win for losing. How many of us have heard that before? I can't win for losing. Listen, I'm just keeping it real. I can't win for losing. I have found myself saying that numerous times. Throwing up my hand, I can't win for losing. See, I'm not always on a spiritual high. And everything is not always smooth in my world. I've experienced, and you too have experienced, many bumps on this journey in life. And see, there have been some ups, there have been some downs, there have been some highs, there have been some lows. There's been good, bad, and indifferent. There's been a variety of seasons that we have experienced in our lives. But we must realize that seasons are a time of transition, which is a change or a shifting of the things in our lives. See, sometimes God has to shift the atmosphere for us. See, there's a time of pruning, which is a cutting away of those things in our lives that we no longer need, and God making room for regrowth and new beginning in our lives. When we experience these dry seasons, we must be careful not to blame others and complain. Because, see, I'm just keeping it real. I found myself sometimes complaining. Blaming others. We always want to put the blame somewhere else. And see, we are quick to say that the devil is trying to block and stop my progress or my blessing. That is not always the truth. See, God allows us to encounter these seasons and dry places in our lives for a reason and a purpose. And these seasons are orchestrated. I'm going to say that again. These seasons are orchestrated by God to stretch us and to restructure our lives. And being stretched by God is very painful. It's painful, y'all, but it's necessary for spiritual growth. Sometimes we become too comfortable in our comfort zones, our comfort zones of life. So God says, let me allow some challenges in their lives, so they can refocus and I can mature them to the next level where I'm taking them. Because if I don't restructure their lives, if I don't refocus them, they're not going to be able to go to the next level where I'm trying to take them. And from this dry place they are in, I will produce greatness. I'm going to say that again. Out of this dryness, out of these dry places, I'm going to produce greatness out of that dryness. God wants us to know that there is something coming, something so amazing that you won't believe what I, your God, have in store for you.
Yes.
See, 1 Corinthians 2:9 tells us, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that what? Love him.
Yeah.
And the key to getting through these seasons or these dry places is to persevere, to continue to seek God, to continue to seek him through the studying of his word, prayer, and supplication. God wants us to draw closer and closer to him. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. And we know that that power that worketh within us is the power of the Holy Ghost. God promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And he is true to his word. We must embrace whatever season comes our way, trusting in God's word as our source of strength. We must not allow our faith to be shaken by the seasons of life's challenges. But we must hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm reminded of what David said in Psalms 23 and verses 4 and 5. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Although you and I are encountering these seasons in our lives, we will fear no evil because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind.
Thank you.
He said, for thou art with me. His rod and his staff, it comforts me. So God has promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. That means he's always with us. His protection is always around us, beneath us, and above us. He is our place of safety and security. He prepares a table before me in the presence, the very presence of my enemies. See, God will make your enemies your footstool. Yes, he will. And then David goes on to say, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And overflow from your cup. And overflow from my cup. And overflow from our cup. That's running over. My cup runneth over. Glory, hallelujah. When your cup overflows, healing takes place. Deliverance takes place. Miracles happen. Whatever you need from God, he will give it to you. The anointing, it makes the difference. Have you ever been anointed and your cup ran over? You see, about two or three Sundays ago, when Pastor was up here preaching, he said, anybody want to be anointed, come to me. We got up, and we came, and Pastor anointed all of us. But when Pastor laid his hands on my forehead, and he anointed me, was at all. You see, I was experiencing some medical issues in my body at that time. But when he anointed me with that oil, I knew that God had dried up. I say he dried up. Whatever was ailing me. I thank God this morning for the oil. I thank him for the anointing. Because the anointing, it makes the difference. The anointing, it breaks yokes. It breaks chains. I came to encourage you today and to let you know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can make it through. Whatever season you're going through right now in your life, we must have the tenacity. That means we must be determined. We must be persistent. And we must be resilient. Being resilient, it means that we must be able to withstand life's
season.
God wants you to know he got this. Whatever your this is, I don't know what your this is. You don't know what my this is. But God wants me to tell you he's got this. Whatever your this is, he's working it out for you. He's working it out for me. See, this battle is not yours. But this battle is the Lord's. This is a power. There's a power. I'm going to say that again. There is a power that resides in us. And this power is great. It says greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. And so that power that is within us is the power of the Holy Spirit. Fear not. Stand still. I need you to open your eyes. I need you to stay focused. I need you to watch God's word. I need you to continue to stand strong in your faith. Remember, seasons, they have a beginning. But most importantly, I need you to remember that seasons have an end. In whatever season you're in, God is always working it out for your good. We know that all things, not one thing, but all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Remember to praise God in season and out of season, because we have the victory over the season in our lives. And so we must remember that no matter what we're going through, we are still obligated to praise God. God wants our praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. And so no matter what you're going through today, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what they say. I don't care what the doctors have told you. There's a power that's greater than the power that there is. And so I thank God this morning for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Because God is greater, he's powerful than any season or season we might encounter in this life. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I thank God this morning. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. I don't know what I would do. But I do know that God is able to do anything but fail. Because there is no failure in God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And whatever season you might be going through in your life, know that God is right there with you. Know that he is holding you. He's shielding you. He's protecting you. And he's giving you the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in him. Living through and overcoming the seasons in our lives.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. The church
home.
If there's anyone here today that does not know the Lord and pre-partnership, we ask that you will come.
come is a choice. And, you know, the choices that we make, it's a choice. And God is waiting. He's waiting with open arms. He's waiting. You can come and you can give your hand to the preacher. You can give your heart to God. But choices, make the right choice today.
Choices that we make, choices that we make will determine eternity. Choices that we make, choices that we make will determine eternity.
Life is full. Life is filled with choices, and we all must make choices. But the choices that we make, the choices that we make will determine.
Yes, it will.
Eternity.
Choices.
Choices, choices, what are your choices? Choices, choices, what are your choices? Choices that we make.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord this morning.
What a word, what a word. Let's give God some praise for the preacher. Come on, let's give God some praise for the preacher. Amen. 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 Still living up to that nickname that she got a long time ago. Amen. Elaine Fireball. Amen. Not Fireball. Stomp and Grind. Amen. Amen. What a word. We thank God for her. Being used by God, amen. Lord, to use her in a mighty way.
Yeah.
And we just want to continue to pray God's strength for her and the ministry that she's bringing every day, amen.
Amen.
We want to just continue to pray God's strength for all of us. Truly, all of us have seasons in our lives, amen. Everybody's going through a different season right now.
Amen.
One of the things that she said, amen, was that seasons have a beginning and an ending. Amen. I'll give you some encouragement for today. So I thank God for Reverend Lindsay also giving me a break this morning. Amen. Standing in and try my best, amen, not to take over. Amen. You give it out. Amen. You got to turn it back, and not take over. Amen. I've learned that through Jesus. Amen. When you need to take a break, you take a break. Thank God. Amen. We thank God for the family. Amen. Family have something to say. Amen. Now's the time. Amen. Everybody shaking their head. They say, nah, they good. They good. Amen. All right. With that, we're going to ask everyone to stand. And we're going to have a benediction. And we're going to go on home. Is that all right? Well, you ain't got to go home. Amen. You know, they said back when you were going to the club, man, Sister Juanita. Then you ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here. Amen. That's they flash the lights on you and stuff like that. Amen. Did they still do that one? Oh, that's right. You don't go to the club no more.
Really?
She's not shaking the tail at the club no more. Is that all right? Let me see that pretty smile, my girl. Amen. Her. See that pretty smile. Love that, bro. The pretty smile. You got your good one. Why you got your good one? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You good? You good? All right. All hearts and minds are clear. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just allowing us to come and be in your presence one more time. Father, we pray that you, through the power of your Spirit, would continue to bless your minister. Continue to use her in a manner, God, that's pleasing in your sight, God. We thank you for her. We thank you for allowing her to be able to minister to us.
Yes.
And now we just pray that everyone here, their family, extended family, bless, that they will be able to continue to go on in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 We're going to get rid of, take the folks that are online, and then we're going to have a quick offering. Amen. We're going to ask you to bow your head. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another privilege and opportunity to give unto you. Father, we pray, God, that you would bless this offering, that it would be used for your kingdom building. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Come, let us worship. Come, let us worship. Everybody worship. Come, let us worship. It's time to praise the Lord. Come, let us worship. Everybody worship. Come, let us worship. It's time to praise the Lord. Oh, when the Spirit of the Lord falls on me, I dance like David danced. Oh, when the Spirit of the Lord falls on me, I'll dance like David danced. I'll dance, I'll dance, I'll dance like David danced. I'll dance, I'll dance, I'll dance like David danced. All things come of thee, O Lord. All things come of thee, O Lord. And of thine own. And of thine own. Have we given thee? Have we given thee? Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Shake hand with your neighbor. Come and give the preacher a handshake. Amen. Let him know that you love her in Jesus' name. What a word. What a word.
Have mercy.
Yeah. I hear you. See. Look, look, look. I'm going to do this one time. I'm going to leave it on. Look, 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 look. He said, we got some.
That's good. What?
Oh, yeah, oh,
All right, this is Larry.